Are you interested in starting your own cash PT practice? Maybe a little side hustle practice right now because you're bored with what you do at work and you're seeing massive volumes of patients. I found the most success by going this route through a practice in a gym. And this is why I started the Gym PT Blueprint. The Gym PT Blueprint is really a program that shows you exactly how to be successful in the cash model, whether it's a side practice or you're diving head first like I did. This shows you exactly how to set your finances up correctly, how to set your practice up correctly, how to sell things, how to market yourself, and how to really convey your unique value to other people so that they'll want to pay you for it. If you are struggling to figure out how to set your practice up correctly, or if you're in practice and you're not making at least five figures a month at this point, you really should check out the Gym PT Blueprint. Head over to drdannymattei.com/products. That's drdannymattei.com/products to take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and see how this program can help you become successful. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Mattei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Dr. Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today we're going to get into a special topic. It's something that I've actually been thinking about quite a lot recently. In particular, just having spent quite a bit of time on the phone with a number of cash practice owners in the last week. Talked to about 20 cash practice owners in the last week, and as our mastermind opened back up, and we were qualifying people to see if they're the right fit for the group. About half of them were, the other half were not. And what I found was there's about five mistakes that I saw that many of them were making. And the goal with this, really, the mastermind is for people that are at a minimum making about $5,000 a month in revenue. Now, this could be as a side business and they want to transition to full-time, but it could also be full-time and that's just, they just got started, you know, but that's sort of, you have to be this tall to ride, like 5,000 in revenue a month is what we want to see in order for people to get the most out of this mastermind group, which requires quite a bit of time and both time and monetary investment to be associated with this group and be able to get together this a couple times a year and do the continual work that we want. So the people that I primarily talked to that were not quite there, or maybe they just weren't the right fit. I was seeing that they were making a lot of simple mistakes, and my recommendation for them was to really take a look at the blueprint that we have, the Gym PT Blueprint, because that will answer a lot of their problems in a much more cost-effective way, right? And for me, this is all really comes down to, you know, what's the right decision for that person ethically. Because not everybody is going to be appropriate for our mastermind, especially if they can get really good results from something that's significantly less. So I'm going to kind of go through these five mistakes. And if you're making them, you know, the goal is that at first you realize you're making that mistake, then you start to change that really develop a plan on how to successfully improve that and then implement it, right? So if these five mistakes sound like something that you're making, or that you maybe haven't started practice yet, but you're thinking about going into that, I would highly recommend that you avoid these mistakes. And I also highly recommend that you take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint, because it's been really cool to get the feedback that we've gotten from this, where people are making these huge changes in their pre-existing business and also not making some of these mistakes and quickly ascending up the revenue ladder, because we kind of look at it this way. So from zero to about $5,000 in revenue per month is, we call that survival mode. So you're just trying to survive. You're trying to figure out if this is going to be a viable solution for you as a business, going forward. And it's really the scariest time for most people in their business. And what we want to see is that you're able to scale from that kind of 0 to 5 and get out of survival mode. And from 5 to 10, that's where we call it sustainability mode, where you're basically trying to get to a place where you can be sustainable within that business as a individual practice owner, and not necessarily having to have a side job at the same time. Once you get to about $10,000 in revenue per month, people in most cases can go full-time into that practice and really try to scale it up from there. Now, once you go from between $10,000 and $20,000 in revenue, that's when you're in the kind of scaling mode. So 10 to 20, you can do that by yourself. But if you want to get over 20 a month, it's really hard to do by yourself. And this is where we call it, what I call it scaling, because scaling, you're basically having to bring on infrastructure and staff. And then to go from 20 to 40, that's a whole nother level where we end up having to have infrastructure being built, where we have both administrative and other practitioners that we bring on to help with building our caseload. And then from above that, you know, it's really, it's all gravy. We just rinse and repeat, and then we build and build and build. So most people are kind of stuck in this 0 to 5. And these are the mistakes that I see. So I'm going to go over these. These are 5 biggest mistakes that I see new cash PT practice owners making. All right. So mistake number one is not getting out in your local community enough. This is I thought this would kind of be a no-brainer when people when I first started, you know, doing work with other practices and helping them you know, build their revenue, build their businesses. And I see it over and over and over again. It's fairly consistent. The PT owners that I see that do really well within the first 6 months, they tend to get out in the community, meet with people. Sometimes they naturally do this. They're just sort of natural connectors and out. They're extroverts. The people that have a hard time are the ones that sit in their office and they write blog posts, and they assume that, you know, their Facebook post that they put up is going to get all this traffic in their door. But that's frankly just not the case for most people. And really the reason why is they may not know that you're there to begin with. You know what I mean? So if they don't know you're there, how do you expect them to come in and see you and you know, decide that they want to work with you? You have to get out in the community. You have to establish your name. There's a couple ways to do this that, especially in this gym model, we recommend quite a bit. One of those is coaching. Now, if you coach, you instantly put yourself in a position where you get in front of a decent amount of people on a regular basis. You may coach a couple days a week, a few different classes, but if you are a good coach and you have the background of a PT, understanding anatomy and biomechanics and movement to the level of which we do, it's going to be very apparent to people in that gym that you are head and shoulders above most other coaches. Okay. And it's the level of understanding, it's the knowledge level and the depth of understanding that you have with some of these things. It should be very apparent to them that you are on another level. And that's really helpful for you to get credibility for them to come in and see you. The other thing is doing workshops and actually like talking about specific topics and showing people how you can help them in a short period of time can be really, really successful. It's the whole reason why in our Gym PT Blueprint, one of the biggest bonuses is actually, it's worth more than the whole course, in my opinion, is this workshop secrets that we put in there, which is how we set up workshops for our local community. And there's a very good, very kind of specific way we found that it works really well. Some people just show up and they do it totally wrong. They don't have any system in place. There's really no flow to what they're doing, and there's no way for them to really try to convert people at those workshops, and then, you know, going forward trying to convert them. And you can absolutely make a huge impact on your business, especially early on, by doing really well put together workshops and doing them on a regular basis. That is the number one way that we found to grow our business within the first year, and really did very little other marketing besides just community-based work like this to be able to get to a point where, you know, we're getting 20 to 25 new patients a month by the end of year one. So number one mistake is not getting out in your community enough, not meeting with people that are influencers within your community that may end up being good referral partners, like other coaches or other types of practitioners, gym owners, yoga studios, you know, all these things that you would think would be mutually beneficial. Not doing that is a huge mistake in a local business. So number two kind of piggybacks off of that. Now, once you get in the local community and you get people in, the biggest marketing mistake that I see is that people neglect to ask their new patients, their current clients, to send people your way that are like them. Okay, so here's what I mean by that. It sometimes is as simple as saying, hey, you know, we're a small company. We don't have a big marketing budget like, you know, some of these other name a practice that's really big in your area, right? Because of that, we rely heavily on word of mouth referrals. We would greatly appreciate it if you knew someone like yourself that's trying to be, name whatever you're good at working with, healthy and active and not be in pain and, you know, move better. If you would send them our way or pass our name along, if you feel like our services could help them get back to doing something, or if they've been struggling and dealing with an injury for a while and you feel like what we've done with you, we could also, you know, do with them to help. You know, we would really appreciate that. Just that one kind of little, you know, couple sentences or a little chunk of something to say to somebody at a visit can instantly drive new patients your way. And the cool thing is these are really highly qualified people because they're having a friend or a family member who they trust talk you up and tell them, oh, you got to go see Danny because he helped me with my back. And I know your back's been bugging you and you've been telling me for a long time that you're going to get it checked out. But like, this guy's been great. This is what he did with me. You should totally go and, you know, give him a call. That is my preferred way of getting people into our practice. And the reason why is they come in, they already trust us. They're easier for us to make sure they come in for a plan of care. They're bought into what we have to say. They're more compliant. And they're similar to the people we've already worked with, but know that we can help them out. So not asking people to send new patients your way is a huge mistake. And it costs you nothing. Let's get that straight. Like, think about this. You know, we may spend $1,000 a month or so on digital ad spend, right? Between pay-per-click and Facebook and all that stuff is cool. Don't get me wrong. You know, if you want to get to 40 to 50 new patients a month, like what we're at, you're going to need to do different things. You can't just ask people for referrals and get 40 people in a cash practice like that. Now, is that part of our marketing strategy? You bet your ass it is, because, you know, we may get 10 to 12 new patients a month just from that. And that costs us nothing to get somebody in the door, right? So it is free. It's the easiest way to get people in, and you not doing it, you not asking people, is a huge mistake. All right, number three is trying to get too complex with your marketing too early. All right, and here's what I mean by that. I told you we spend about $1,000 a month on ad spend between, you know, Google and Facebook, and that's great. You know, it's we see return on investment from that. It helps us get in front of a broader group of people, but we also have the infrastructure to be able to handle what to do with those leads. And we have the time and the resources to be able to put that stuff in. So here's what I want you to think about. If you don't have, you know, administrative help, if you don't have systems in place to be able to actually handle those things, then it's a kind of a waste of your time to do it. The other thing is, you know, if you're not doing at least $5,000 a month in revenue, you do not need to be getting into the weeds of how to, you know, do a Facebook ad that sends somebody to a opt-in page that then, you know, takes them through this really long drip campaign. Like, listen, man,
That stuff is great. Don't get me wrong, but you do not need to be doing that shit right now. You need to be getting out in your community. This is a service-based local business, okay? Service-based local business. That means if they don't know who the fuck you are, they're not going to send anybody your way. So your best bet is to get out in front of as many people as you possibly can in your area, and for them to constantly be thinking about, you know, you and what you do, and who you know and who you can help connect them with. Because these systems require a lot of time, energy, and if you get it wrong, can be very costly for you. Not only that, but you're isolating yourself to work on this stuff. You know, you're not doing this while you're meeting with somebody. It's going to take you a few hours, or quite a few hours, to sort of set this stuff up. You know, not to say that you don't want to do content and things like that. Of course, you want to be trying to put videos out and blog posts and all of that. But when you get into this kind of like really intricate digital marketing, which I do see people do quite a bit or try to do quite a bit, they're like, oh man, I tried Facebook ads and they just didn't work out. And, you know, it's like, yeah, because, you know, you have 10 people that like your Facebook page. If you drive traffic to somebody that has 10 people that like their Facebook page and there's no engagement, there's really no business. You think that if you went to a Facebook page and there were 10 people that liked it, what's your first response? You're like, man, is this a new business? Is this business obviously isn't very, you know, engaged. Like, what's up with this? I don't see any reviews. All of these things are what's going to go through your mind. So before you go and spend a bunch of money to send people to, you know, to your social media, or use your social media in a paid manner, you probably want to start to build the infrastructure of that first, and primarily by getting people to come in and see you, refer their friends and family to see you, and leave a review for you on these platforms that you're going to eventually send people to, like Google and Facebook. Okay, so before you go spending a bunch of money trying to remarket to people on, you know, YouTube and Google and get into all this intricate stuff, make sure you have the infrastructure of people to be able to respond to these comments, to these inquiries, and have a platform to actually send people to that looks like it has some social proof to it, which is going to be, you know, review based on these social media platforms and these big search engines like Google and Facebook. Okay. All right. Number four, not learning how to effectively sell your service. Okay. So this one is really big, and some of us naturally are good at using words to persuade people to do things that we want them to, hopefully in a very ethical, positive way, okay? I would fall into this category. I've been talking people into shit since I was a small child, and it's something that I kind of naturally am pretty good at. Other people have a very hard time with this, and but it is a skill. It's something that you can learn. It's something that you can actually be taught and pick up. And this is called sales training, or the ability to sell your service, your product, whatever it is, and really show the value of that to someone else. Now, you did not learn this in school, although I frankly think that you should learn it in school. Now, think of it this way. Your ability to persuade a patient that they need to be compliant with their home exercises, and that what you're telling them is going to be the solution to their problem, that is half of them getting better in most cases. Them perceiving that they're in the right place, that they trust you, that they believe what you're saying, that they're going to follow through on everything that you say because finally you're the solution to their problem, that is half of the battle right there. You can pick whatever other cool ninja tricks that you know to actually help them get them over the line. But if they don't believe that you're the right fit, they're going to have a very hard time committing to what they're going to need to do to get this long-term change that they're looking for. That's sales training, guys. That's persuasion. That's positive persuasion. Now, that's definitely something that you should learn in school. I feel like it's something that's a huge skill, but the same thing applies to the sales of your service, right? What's your unique selling proposition? How are you different than other people? What's the goal of this? Like, how are you going to get them across the line? And just understanding how to make them realize that they have a problem, to verbalize what that problem is, for you to be able to say it back, and then for you to say that you have a solution to that. That, in a nutshell, is how you have to address and approach people, because that's what's going to get them to realize that you're the right fit. And the psychology of it's really interesting. When someone can just basically verbalize what their problem is, there's a lot of positive benefits are going to come from that for you, because they know it internally, right? But if they say it out loud and they have to tell you, like, man, I'm really frustrated because I can't pick my kids up out of the bathtub without hurting my back, and I feel like I'm just putting a lot of extra work on my wife and I don't want to do that. That is a very deep-rooted internal reason why that they're coming into your office, right? Or even better, if you can verbalize their problem better than they can even verbalize it, you instantly become the solution to their problem. Isn't that, that's really interesting, right? Like if you can say to somebody that is a golfer, right, and they've hurt their back playing golf, you know, if you can say, you know, I know how frustrating it is. You know, you got a stressful job. Your outlet is golf. All your buddies are there. And for you, it really means a lot to be able to go on these golf trips with them, to be able to go on the weekend and be able to hang out with them and catch up, because you guys are all so busy. It's the only time you ever get. And you keep hurting your back, which is stopping you from being out there, be able to go out there and play. You know, you're missing time with them on the course, hanging out, grabbing a beer afterward, going to Pinehurst and playing a little weekend, golf trip. And maybe, you know, for you, having a plan in place to be able to actually help keep your back healthy long-term is really what you need, because you've now gone down the rabbit hole of seeing chiropractors and massage therapists and other physical therapists. And all they've really done for you is give you a Band-Aid. They've never actually taught you how to treat yourself long-term and how to take care of your own body. And the missing link is, you know, what are you doing during the week? There's 168 hours in the week. If I see you for 1 hour of that week, what are you doing the rest of the time? And that's really what we need to work on if you want long-term benefit to what you're asking to be able to do, which is play golf pain-free. Now, if you can say that to somebody in a very confident way, when they come into your office, man, instantly, you can tell them exactly what your plan of care is going to be, and they're down to do it. Upfront, paying cash. And this is a skill you must learn. Me being able to rattle something like that off in a fairly easy manner is because I've been doing this now for, you know, going on 4 years of selling these cash services. But not only that, it's been with over 1,600 people in the city of Atlanta in the last 4 years. That's a lot of freaking people to talk to and get some reps in. Now, if you've never done that, how do you expect that you're going to be better at it? You have to practice this stuff. You have to get in front of people. You have to stand in a mirror and talk to yourself and really get better at, you know, answering questions and objections and being able to explain what you do and how it's different. You know, and if you can't do that in a very succinct way, you're going to have a hard time describing that to a patient and for them to commit to what you're wanting them to do. So that's sales training. If you don't understand how to sell your service, that is going to hold you back dramatically, because you're not going to be able to make as much money. You're not going to be able to convince as many people that you can help them and then actually help them, you know, which is the goal. We're not just trying to convince people to buy a shitty car as they drive away and, you know, it's going to break down on them. We're convincing people that we have long-term solutions to their health and wellness, and that we can help them achieve that, as well as teach them what to do so they have the skill set to take care of themselves long-term. What's that worth? You know, it's worth a ton if you think about that. You know, I had my CPA, one of the first people that I actually worked with in Atlanta. He was our accountant, and he came in to see me, and he was like, Danny, my elbows hurt all the time. You know, and I go, all right, Bruce, so what do you do, man? Like, why does it bother you? And he goes, I don't do anything. All I do is sit in an office. I do taxes and all this other, you know, junk, you know, whatever. This is what I do. I just work. And, you know, we took a look at it, and he'd been going to this massage therapist, working on his arms like crazy. And, you know, this issue was coming from his neck. He had this terrible neck position that was causing all this compression on the base of his cervical spine, and was causing pain down into his arms. So, you know, we went through the plan of what he needed to do. We worked on some stuff. We gave him some homework. And I saw him maybe like five times over the course of a couple months. And, long story short, his pain went away. He felt better. He, you know, had better posture. He looked better. And he came in, and on our last visit, he goes, Danny, you're not charging enough money. You know, and I go, really, Bruce? Because that's an odd thing to hear a CPA say. CPAs are notoriously cheap if you've never met a CPA. They're accountants, right? They don't like to spend money on anything. So he tells me that I should be charging him more money. And, he explained, he goes, Dan, when I came in here, I had a hard time breathing. You know, I was in such a bad position. I was so flexed forward and like, I didn't even know it. He goes, but I can breathe so much easier now throughout the day. He goes, I notice it walking up and downstairs. You know, I notice it whenever I'm doing yard work. And he goes, my elbows don't hurt anymore as well. He goes, what's that worth? You help me breathe better and teach me how to keep it this way for a lifetime. He's like, what is that worth? Because at the time we were charging $175 an hour. And he goes, I guarantee you it's worth more than $175. And you know, he charges like $300 to do tax preparation. So he was like, why is it that I'm charging less than you are for this service that helped me be able to do so much physically? So keep that in mind. You know, you help people do a lot more than just get over back pain or stop their elbows from hurting. And it's a very valuable thing. And for people to, you know, not feel shitty all the time anymore is extremely valuable. And don't undervalue yourself because of that. Now, last thing, number five. The biggest mistake that I see, the fifth biggest mistake I see, is not having package options, okay? I made this mistake for the first 2 years that we were in business. And I had multiple people tell me that we should put package options into our business. And the reason why I didn't do it is because I didn't feel comfortable selling people on packages. I didn't know how to sell them on packages. And I didn't want them to say no and for it to be awkward and for me to regret having done that. And I always think, oh man, they're not going to come back and see me. It's going to be weird. And you know, like, I'm just going to keep it this way because it's working. Well, that was a huge mistake. And if I could go back and change probably anything in our business, it would be starting to use the package options from day one. And here's why. One of the things in a cash practice that you want to really make sure that you can offset are these like one and done people that come in and see you. And not to say that there aren't certain people that you may see once or twice only, but there's plenty of people that you need to see 8-10 times maybe that have like decades of issues, multiple areas that are having problems, and long term need some structured movement, strength and conditioning, mobility help. For those people to get the best result for them long term, they need to commit to a longer plan of care. And one of the best ways to do that is have them commit with a package. Now, it's positive for a number of reasons. Number one, it increases your positive cash flow, meaning, let's say, you know, you charge $200 a visit and you have a 10 visit package that's $200 a visit, whatever. It's $2,000 for that package. So instead of, you see that person for maybe, you know, 2 to 3 months to cover those visits and you're slowly getting paid along the way, you instantly get the cash up front, which allows you to then reinvest that into other things, and it dramatically improves the cash flow in your business, which is really important. Now, the other thing is, they have committed to you for this number of visits and they will have to fulfill those since they've already paid for it. And I can tell you, there's plenty of people that I saw that I knew I needed to see for a third or a fourth visit that canceled after one or two because they got symptomatic relief and they didn't get a long-term positive physical change that we were going for because they didn't give it enough time. You know, and that's actually one of the negatives that sometimes you'll get if you're really good with manual therapy. You can create these symptom changes, but in actuality, they're symptom changes. You haven't really gotten to the root cause of the problem, which is what we want to address with them, and that's going to require more visits. So what you'll see is your cash flow will improve, your average visit rate will improve. So let's say your average visit rate is like 2 visits per new patient. Now, unless you're just dealing with a bunch of like super acute stuff, you know, the likelihood of you being so awesome that you can get everybody better in 2 visits is really low, because what you're probably doing is you're creating a symptom change, and at the second visit, you're throwing as much shit at them as you possibly can, you know, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna program out 6 weeks for you. Here you go. You go ahead and do this. When what you probably should be doing is saying, all right, let's program out 2 weeks. Let's come back together. Let's reassess everything. Let's make sure everything is going well. We can do whatever hands-on stuff we need to do. All right, let's do another 2 weeks, come back. And we may see that person, you know, 4 times, 5 times, whatever it is over the course of their plan of care, but we have a much better outcome associated with that. There's much less confusion for that person, and they'll be more likely to send more people to see you because of that positive outcome. So a package allows you to have them commit to you, as well as you get better cash flow upfront. And you can't sell packages if you don't know how to sell. So it's sort of this thing that goes hand in hand, and you know, one allows you to do the other. So your ability to sell allows you to sell packages. And if you sell packages, you increase your number of visits. If you increase your number of visits, you increase your revenue, which allows you to then do some more of these complex things, like start to reinvest in some of this digital marketing, maybe get an administrative assistant so that they can start answering calls that you're driving via digital marketing to have them answer it. Now you can teach that person how to sell and how to actually talk to these people long-term. And reinvesting in that business is over and over again, slowly you're creating this snowball effect as revenue increases, you reinvest it in the right manners, and then you start to train people on what they actually need to do, and it grows and it grows, and then you hire and it grows and it grows. And then next thing you know, you have this actual sustainable business that has employees that are super happy to be there, and it generates revenue whether you're there or not. And that is really the goal long term. Do not lose fact of the sight that you want to have a business that you can sell, that if you get hit by a bus, it generates revenue whether you're there or not. Because if you don't, you've created a job for yourself and not a business. And these are the five biggest mistakes I see with new business owners, new cash practice owners, as they're trying to get from that zero to five, potentially zero to $10,000 mark. And if you can get these five things right, you are going to have a much, much easier time getting to that place, and you're going to have much better infrastructure in place to actually be able to scale and grow and for the long haul. So here's what I would tell you guys. Re-listen to this, write this stuff down. Figure out which one of these things you're making mistakes with. And if you honestly want a clear program, a clear picture of what you need to do in a step-by-step, here's what you do for this, here's how you do this, here's how you run workshops, here's how you sell, here's how you should set up your marketing plan, here's what you need to know about insurance and finance, all of that you can find in the Jim PT Blueprint. And I guarantee you that the money that costs will be the best investment you've ever put into your business. If you're a new practice owner or you're thinking about starting a practice, it will repay 10 times what it costs within the first year, because it's as simple as here's what you do. This is what's worked for over 100 practice owners at this point that we've worked with in the last just 9 months. And if you do this, it works. It's that simple. It's up to you to implement it. I can't make you do that. But if you do what we say to do, it'll work. And you'll have a much easier time becoming successful in what is just frankly one of the best careers that you could possibly have. And being able to have ownership in your own success long term, in how much success you have, there's no ceiling to what you can have. You know, that is really what you're taking a chance on yourself for, okay? And too often I see people that just they sit on the fence and they're like, oh, you know what, in 6 months I'll do this. I challenge you. If you've been saying that, guess what? In another 6 months, you're probably going to say that again. Or if you're kind of scrambling and you're like, man, I just can't get over this revenue number. Well, dude, get some freaking help. Like, don't just spin your wheels. It's crazy to me how often I hear PTs that are willing to go down and do these residencies that are like $10,000, $12,000, that are willing to go and do these Con Ed courses that are, you know, anywhere between $800 and $2,000 for a weekend, when that's not actually going to change the amount of revenue you can produce and the amount of financial and time freedom you can create for yourself. When something as simple as investing in yourself, in understanding how to be better at business and to set your business up correctly, and these component pieces that go into it, that is going to be a better return on your investment than any sort of soft tissue technique you ever learn, any sort of like movement techniques you ever learn, any sort of continuing ed course you could possibly ever go to. And yet most people are unwilling to do it because they're scared that it won't actually work out. They're scared to fail. They're scared that they're going to have to go back to their job with their tail between their legs and ask for it back. And they're going to have to tell their family that it didn't work out. But we can cut down the risk of all that stuff by following an actual designated plan that's proven, that's been now repeated over 100 times successfully. So guys, I would tell you, if this is something that you're thinking about doing, if you're making any of these mistakes, check out the Jim PT Blueprint. You can head over to drdannymatei.com, go to products, and you can actually get signed up to check that course out. So guys, I hope that you enjoyed this. Thank you so much for listening. If you're making these five mistakes, stop it. listen to what I have to say, start changing it, and you'll start to see your bank account go right along with these changes that you make. And if you're not making money, you can't have impact on other people. You can't actually help your family out. It's not about money, it's about impact, but damn it, you gotta have money to be able to do some of these things, because stuff isn't free in life. And as much as we wanna work with people and help them, you still gotta be able to make a living for you and your family, and you can do it in a really cool ethical way where you sleep like a baby at night and you know you're helping people get really positive changes, but yet you're creating financial freedom for you and your family long-term.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're one of the people that's already headed over to iTunes and left me a review, I really appreciate it. There's been over 50 iTunes reviews, and all of them being 5 stars, that have been left on this podcast since we started in August. That's awesome. And I read every single review. I take every little piece of advice that you give me in there, any criticism, any positive feedback that you have, I read all of it. And it's amazing to see that we're even getting reviews internationally at this point. So if you're one of the people that's reviewed the podcast, thanks so much. If you're an active listener of this podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and go to iTunes and leave me a short review. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and it really does help me get this information in front of more people. So guys, thanks again for your time, and keep listening.